Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. If you recall, we're already a little bit down the page in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We had just gone through the Gemara that went through all of the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei and why those brachos are in the order that they are in. So we are now holding about 6 lines into the medium-sized lines on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're at the words V'chi Me'acher, because we had mentioned that the Yud Ches brachos, the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei, were arranged by the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, but also by Shimon HaPakuli. So I asked the Gemara, V'chi Me'acher D'me'ah V'esrim Zekenim Mehem Kamen Avim. Once you have 120 Zekenim, and amongst those 120 Zekenim, amongst those Anshe Knesset Gedolah, were many Nevi'im, Tiknu Tefillah La'Seder, Shimon HaPakuli, my Hister. If all those people were involved in arranging the Shemona Esrei, so what do you need Shimon HaPakuli for? So Shachem V'chaz V'yasim. The Gemara says that everyone had forgot the order of the brachos. Shimon HaPakuli had to come and arrange them for us again, since we forgot the original order of the brachos. And that's main point number one, that the Anshe Knesset Gedolah were misakin the order of the brachos. Shimon HaPakuli had to be misakin it again once we forgot it all. So it says the Gemara Vaitunam, Mikan ve'elechos of the Sapri b'shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you finish saying Shemona Esrei, you can't add anything else to the praises of Hashem. Dam Rav Lazar, Mai d'chsiv mi yamal gvuras Hashem yashmir kol tilaso. What does the pasuk mean when it says, who can say the great acts of Hashem? Who can say all of his praise? So he says as follows, the mina, the mal gvuras Hashem, who's the one that's rotwe to talk about the gvura, the strength of Hashem? L'misha yachal ashmir kol tilaso. Only someone who could say all of the praise of Hashem, and there is nobody who could say all of the praise of Hashem. And therefore, if we go beyond the Shemona Esrei, it sounds like we think that we're capable of saying all the praises of Hashem, and that's chutzpah. We cannot say all the praises of Hashem, we just say the brachos that the Anshe Knesset Gedolah gave us. If someone talks about the praise of Hashem more than is necessary, not just necessary, more than is normal, Nekar min ha'olam, he's going to be uprooted from the world. Shenemar, hayisuper lo ki adaber im omer ish ki yuvula. The pasuk says, can Hashem be told of all of his praises that I can express so much praise? If a person says that he could do this, then he's going to be swallowed up. No one could praise Hashem fully, and therefore we don't even try. The Gemara goes weiter. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar goburayev, amri lo ish kfar gibor chayil. Rabbi Yehuda, the man of kfar, of the kfar of giborayev, gibor of strong men, or some say ish kfar gibor chayil, the man from the strong soldiers, the village of strong soldiers. Mai dechsiv, what does the pasuk say? L'cha d'miya sihila, that silence is Hashem's praise. Sama dekula mishtuka, the best medicine of everything is silence. Ki yasar avdimi amar, amri b'marava mila b'sela, mashtuka b'train. If a word costs one sela, then silence is twice as valuable. Silence cost two sela. So being quiet instead of saying something that's not appropriate is very, very valuable. And therefore, along the lines of what we're saying, a person should not think that he can say all the praises of Hashem. It's usher to try to say all the praises of Hashem. So main point number two, it's usher to tell all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than were given by the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Says the Mishnah, Kar al peh lo yatsa. Our Mishnah said that if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotze minolan. How do we know that to be true? So Amar Rava. Rava says, we learn from the following. Asya zechira zechira. There's a gezeirah shava that links the word zechira in one context with the word zechira in another context. Ksiv hacha, it says about the Megillah, v'ayamim ha'ila nizkarim. So we see the lashon of zechira. Uksiv hasam, and it says somewhere else, by Amalek, ksov zos zikaron basefer. Also lashon zechira. So mala alan basefer, just like by Amalek, it says explicitly that it's basefer, that it's in a book, afkan basefer, so to Megillah has to be in a book and it can't be read by heart. Yeah, but how do you know that zechira means reading it, that you're not allowed to read it by heart? Maybe it means that you're not even allowed to look at the Megillah without reading it out loud. Zachar yachal balev. I might have thought the word zachar means in your heart, but it already says lo tishkach, so that already tells me about the heart. Hamani mekayim zachar bapeh. So what do I do with the word zachar? Zachar must be a reference to the mouth, to saying it, verbalizing it. So we see that the idea of zachira is there to teach us that you're not allowed to say the Megillah by heart. So that's main point number three. The Gezeirah Shavah of Zechira teaches us that we are not Yotzei the Megillah when we read it by heart. And we learn that we can't do it belave from Lo Tishkach. It says in Gemara, Kara Targum Lo Yatzah. If you read the Megillah in Targum, in another language, you're not Yotzei. So Echidami, Ile Mitchsiv Mikra V'Kari Le Targum. If the Megillah is written in Hebrew and you're just reading it in Targum, meaning you're just translating it into Targum as you read from the Hebrew that the Megillah is written in, so Hainu Al Peh, well then you're really doing it by heart because you're not reading what's actually written there. So it says, well, Tzvichu Targum V'Kari Le Targum. Now we're talking about where the Megillah is actually written in the language of Targum and you're reading it straight from it. So that's the case. That's what we mean that you're not Yotzei. But the Mishnah said, you could read it in some other language to people who understand that language. But didn't we already say that you're not Yotzei if you're reading some other language? So Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu Bilaz Yavani. Rav and Shmuel both say, at that case of the Mishnah, which allows reading in foreign languages, is Dafka speaking about reading it in Greek. Hechidami. So what's the case? If the Megillah is written in Hebrew and you're reading it in Greek, Hainu al peh, then you're really doing it by heart because you're translating it by heart. So Amar Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Sheksuva b'la'az yavanis. No, it's actually written in the Greek language, and you're reading it in the Greek language. That's the only language the Megillah can actually be read, and you cannot read it in French for Frenchmen, and in English for Americans or for the British. It has to only be read in either Hebrew or Greek. That's the only. That's what we mean. L'lazos b'la'az. Okay. So again, the main point number four. The laz l'lo'azos does not mean any language, it just means Greek. V'amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Elazar, minayin shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kel. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or El? How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov by the title El? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, V'yikra lo El Elokei Yisrael. That it says that he called him El. Who called him El? The God of Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say that Yaakov called the Mizbeach El, Vayikra lo Yaakov Mibayli, then it should have said Vayikra lo Yaakov. El Vayikra lo Li Yaakov El, Umi Karo El. Rather, the Pasuk must be telling me that he called Yaakov El. Who called Yaakov El? Elokei Yisrael. It was the God of Israel. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that called Yaakov El. Meisi Veis asked the Gemara, on Rav and Shmuel's Shita as follows. We say, again, Rav and Shmuel were the ones that said that the only foreign language that you're allowed to read the Megillah in is Greek. So ask the Gemara, but don't we have a brisa that says the following? Kra'a giftis, ivris, ilomis, modis, yavanis. If you read the Megillah in all sorts of different languages, lo yotzei, you're not yotzei, and one of these languages is Greek. Now that's against Rav and Shmuel, who say that the Megillah can be read in Greek. So it says Gemara, holodam yalalaha. Rav and Shmuel is the case of Rav and Shmuel is like the following. Giftis la giftim. You're allowed to read the Megillah in giftis to the people of gifti. Ivris la ivrim. You're allowed to read in ivris to the ivrim. Ilomis li ilomim. You're allowed to read in ilomis to the ilomim. And yavanis li yavanim. Yatsa, then you're yotze. So Rav and Shmuel also allow reading in Greek to people who understand Greek. The first price that said before that you're not allowed to read in Greek, that's talking about if you're reading it to people who don't speak Greek. So it could work out very well with Rav and Shmuel. Frankly, Gemara I Hachi, Rav Shmuel, my mukul al masnisa belaz yavanis, lukum b'chalaz. But if that's the case, that these brises really fit with Rav and Shmuel, why do Rav and Shmuel make a big deal only about Greek? It sounds like any foreign language is okay, as long as the people who are hearing it understand it. Se'ela masnisin kibraisa. So we have to say that our Mishnah is the same as the Braisa that allows all foreign languages. V'chiyitmar d'Rav Shmuel bi alma itmar. And when Rav and Shmuel say the thing about Greek, they were just talking in general terms. Rav Shmuel d'amri tavai laz yivani l'kol kasher. They both say that Greek is permitted for everybody, even for people who don't understand Greek. V'hakatani ay, but doesn't it say Yevanis le'Yevanim, in that you could read Greek for people who understand Greek, l'kuli al-malo, but you're not allowed to read it for other people who don't understand Greek. So how can you say that Rav and Shmuel allow Greek for everybody? Answers the Gemara, inu da'amar k'ram Shimon Gamliel. Rav and Shmuel really hold like k'ram Shimon Gamliel. The Tanan k'ram Shimon Gamliel omer, af svarim lo itiru she'kasvu, ele Yevanis. Any sefer in Tanakh is allowed to be written only in either Hebrew or Greek. So Rav Shmuel Gamliel puts Greek together with Hebrew as the only languages that you're allowed to write a book. The Braisa that tells us that you can only read Greek for those who understand it is the Shita of the Rabbanan. But we say, like Rav and Shmuel say, like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that Greek is special, that Greek could be used to write a book of Tanakh. So ask the Gemara, if Rav and Shmuel were just trying to say that, they were just trying to say that Greek is special, like Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds, there's a simpler way to say that. V'leimru halach k'Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Why don't they just say that halach is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? So Gemara says, no, yamri halach k'Rav Shmuel Gamliel. If they were to just say that halach is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, hava mina hani mili shar svarim. We might have thought that that's about Rav Shmuel Gamliel, about other svarim. Aval Megillah d'chsiv b'kichsavim. But you might have thought the Megillah were stricter, because the pasuk says kichsavim, that you have to write it like they're writing. So I would think that only Hebrew, say malo, I would think Greek is no good. Kamash Milan, that's why Rav and Shmuel come to tell me that even by the Megillah, Rav Shmuel Gamliel allows it to be written in Greek. So let's change that last main point. The last main point should be now, Laz Leloazos, to read it in foreign languages to people who understand those foreign languages is fine. Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel that Greek is fine, but not other languages. That only Greek is fine, but not other languages. Now, Mishnah went on. Anyone who hears it in Hebrew, even someone who only speaks foreign languages, but if he hears it in Hebrew, he's Yotze. So ask the Gemara, how could he be Yotze? He doesn't even know what they're saying. He doesn't speak Hebrew. So says Gemara, just like women and Amei Aretz are Yotze the Megillah, even though they don't understand it. So a guy who doesn't speak Hebrew could also be Yotze. Mask of Ravina, so Ravina asks, Atu anan ha'achashteronim b'nei haramachin miyadinan. Forget about Amei Aretz, forget about women. Do you think we know what ha'achashteronim b'nei haramachin means? No one understands those words of the Megillah, and everybody somehow is yotzei the mitzvah when we hear it in Hebrew. Sal mitzvahs kriya persumi nisa hachadami mitzvahs kriya persumi nisa. What you have to say is the mitzvah is to read the Megillah, and that itself publicizes the miracle. Whether people actually understand it or not, it's almost irrelevant. The mitzvah is to just read the Megillah. So I guess main point number five is that a person is yotzei even if you don't understand all the words. Just like women, Amei Aretz, and the phrase Ha'achashteronim b'nei haramachim, that nobody knows. So we see your Yotze, even if you don't understand the words, as long as you hear it in Hebrew. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Kara Serugin Yotze. If you read the Megillah broken up, you Yotze. So lo havu yadi rabbanon mai serugin. At first, the rabbanon didn't know how to translate that word. What does serugin mean? Shamuel amasad be'redi, but they heard the maid from Rebbe's house. The kamrul hu rabbanon davi ali piski piski be'redi. When she saw that the rabbanon were going into Rebbe's house just a few at a time, she said to them, "Amasay atem nichnasin serugin serugin. How long are you going to come into the house? Serugin serugin." So she used that term. Why? How did she know what the term meant? Because she hung out in Rebbe's house all the time, so she was used to rabbinic Hebrew. She was used to the way a major Talmud Chacham talks. So that's how they figured out that Seirugin means to skip around. So that because that's what was going on with the way the rabbis were walking. A very similar idea. Lo yadi rabbanan my chalog logos. The rabbanan didn't know what the word chalog logos, which appears in a number of mishnayos, they didn't know what that word meant either. Shemuel amsa debei Rabbi. And again, it was the maid from Rabbi's house. Ta amr lehu gavra davakam evader parpechini, who said to a man who was scattering parpechini, and masai ata mefazer chalog logecha. How long are you going to scatter your chalog logos for? So you see, the chaloglos are parperini, so or papachini. So as long as you know what papachini are, then you're good. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever it is. Lava yadi rabbanan, my salsala yisrom emecha. The rabbanan didn't know what salsaleha yisrom emecha means. Shemuel amsid be Rabbi again. The amsid be Rabbi, the maidservant from Rabbi's house, is the one who gave it away. Dava amra lehu gavra dava mahapich b'mazyei. She saw a guy who was curling his hair. Amrale, and she said to him, ad masay ata misalsal b'sarecha. How long are you going to be misalsal your hair? So they figured out that silsal means to turn something over, just like someone who curls his hair. Lav yadi rabbanan mai hashleich al Hashem yahavcha. They also didn't know what the pasuk means when it says, throw on Hashem your Yahav, Yahavcha. So Rabbi Abrachana, Zim l'chad avezel l'bahadei hutaya. So Rabbi Abrachana says, I was once traveling with an Arab, the Kadarina tun, and I was carrying a heavy burden. V'amr li shkol yavich ushti agamalai. And he said, take your Yahav and throw it on my camel. So they realized that a Yahav must be a package. If he said, take your Yahav and throw it on my camel. Another story, lo havu yadi rabbanon mai v'teite siha bimat ate hashmeid. They didn't know what the pasuk meant, and I should tete with a matate of destruction. Shemuel amsid be'Rabbi davasar melechaverta. They heard the maid from Rabbi's house say to her friend, shkoli tatesa v'tate besa. Take the tatesa and sweep the house with it. So they realized that a tates is a broom. So that's how they realized based on the amsa debe'Rabbi. So I guess main point number six. We learn the translation of several words from the maidservant of Rebbe's house. We learn the translation of several different words from the maidservant of Rebbe's house. I guess we'll go a little bit further. Tanu Rabbanan, Kara Serugin Yatza. If you read the Megillah broken up, out of order, you Yotze. So that's what the Brisa says at first, but then it says, Serusin, if you read it out of order, Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. Ramona Amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Af Biserugin. Even if you read it Serugin, Imsha Kadei Ligmaras Kula Chozel Rosh. If you wait for the amount of time that it takes to finish the entire Megillah before continuing, then you're going to have to start all over again. Amr Rav Yosef Halacha Rabbi Muna Sha'amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like what Rabbi Muna says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Serugin, if you wait long enough to finish the Megillah, you'd have to go back to the beginning. So says Gemara, Amr Abayel Rav Yosef Kidei Ligmaras Kula Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa. What does he mean? If you wait enough time to finish the entire Megillah, then you'd have to go back to the beginning if you pause for that amount of time. What is that amount of time? The amount of time to finish the Megillah from where you're up to right now? Or the amount of time to finish the Megillah from the beginning? How much time is enough of a break in the time to have to go back to the beginning again? So Amarle Meresha L'Seifa. So Rav Yosef said it means to go from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah. Deim Kain Nasata Dvarech L'Shurin, because otherwise it's going to be a different amount of time every single time that you pause, because each time that you pause you're in a different spot in the Megillah. But that's an important concept. Nasata Dvarech L'Shurin. That's a big concept. Nasata Dvarech L'Shurin again means that you're going to make it too arbitrary a number, or too fluid a number. It's going to keep on changing every single time. So therefore, we like to have one set rule where we don't have this problem of nasata dvarecha l'shiurin. Okay, we will pick up, I guess, with Amar Rabbi Abba. It's a continuation of the same conversation, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.